Come on, Ford. Just find a girl. Come on, Ford. Just find a girl.
Unbelievable. mirror to what you do is take a look up in the mirror. And what you see is the image of hate that you shed upon the others and sisters and your buddies. Now, in my opinion, you need someone to teach. The whole world is acting like a giant Halloween.
Thatcher on TV, shocked by the deaths that took place in Beijing. It seems strange that she should be offended. The same orders are given by her. I've said this before. You said I was childish and you'll say it now. Remember what I told you. If they hated me, they will hate you. England's not the mythical. Madam George and Roses is the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grieving. Young mother down Smithfield, 5 a.m. looking for food for her kids. In her arms she holds 3 cold babies, and the first word that they learned was please. England's not the mythical land of Madam George and Roses. It's the home of police who kill black boys on mopeds. And I love my boy, and that's why I'm leaving. I don't want him to be aware that there's any such thing as grief. Blood on the leaves and blood at the root. Black bodies swinging in the southern breeze. Strange fruit hanging
from the poplar trees. Pastoral scene of the gallant South, the bulging eyes and the twisted mouth, scent of magnolia, sweet and fresh. Then the sudden smell of burning flesh. Here is a fruit for the crows to pluck, for the rain to gather, for the wind to suck, for the sun to rot, for the tree to drop. Here's a strange and bitter cry.
was getting kind of tired of her endless chatter. Nothing I could say ever seemed to matter. So I took a little dive just to clear my head. I saw a flashing neon up ahead. It looked like a place to find some satisfaction with a little less talk and a lot more action. My way to the bar, shouted for a drink over a screaming guitar. Drunk on the stew, tried to mess with my head, but I didn't even listen to a word he said. I knew somewhere amid all this distraction was a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on. And a lot more action. Well, she was fighting them off at a corner table. She had a somebody please get me out of here. The look she shot me through the glass refraction said a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk, if you please. A lot more loving is what I need. Let's get on down to the main attraction with a little less talk and a lot more action. Little less talk.
Let's just do your horoscope, Magoo. Now, when's your birthday?
It's 2 months after yours. The only difference is that I have mine every year.
Look, Al, you're a Cancer.
Right back at you.
Honey, you have an amazing horoscope. It says, now brace yourself, good luck's a-comin'.
Oh, well, that's a different. See, till now, Peg, I always thought horoscopes were a lot of hooey, but after hearing good luck's a-comin', and I realize they're based on hard scientific data. Tell me something, Peg, does it say anything in there about the wife is a-leavin'? And the kids are a-with-her?
Daddy, I'm afraid I have some bad news for you.
Well, pumpkin, that can't be. The horror with the scope here says good luck's are coming.
Woo-hoo! curse for this town. We're all in my mouth. Only I don't know how they got out. You turn me back into the dead. I was when we met. I was happier then with no mindset. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, well, I'd jump. Notice the stripes, the dirt in your fright. Hope it's right when you die. Old and bony, dawn breaks like a bolt through the hall. Never should have called, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you turn to me like a girl takes to the wind, jumped from my trees and guided me down like the king of the ice, so as the rest of our lives will be dead. Godspeed, all the beggars are done. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might be doomed never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine. To me, like when I dance like a queen of the ice, so as the rest of our lives were fed well.
Cheeseburger.
That sounds good. I used to love cheeseburgers, but Dr. Lundgren made me give them up. He switched me to cottage cheese and pineapple instead.
He calls them my Hawaiian burgers. Well, they don't taste like burgers at all.
They taste like styrofoam.
I hope I'm not disturbing.
No.
It's a Friday night.
You probably got somebody there whom you're entertaining.
No.
Well, then what are you doing?
A handsome young fellow, an eligible
young bachelor, alone on a Friday night.
Well, if you must know, I'm preparing for our final session.
The all-important final session?
Yes.
Watergate.
Because I guess the way you handle Watergate's going to determine
whether these interviews are a success or a failure. Should I be nervous?
Well, I'm I'm gonna give it my best shot.
Why, Rod? No holds barred. No holds barred. You know, it's strange. Now, we have sat in chairs opposite one another, talking for hours, it seems days on end, and yet I've hardly gotten to know you. One of my people, as part of the preparation for this interview, she did a profile on you. I'm sorry to say that I just got around to reading it tonight. There's some interesting stuff in there. The Methodist background, the modest circumstances, and then you're off to a grand university full of richer, posher types. What was it? Oxford?
Cambridge.
Oh. Did the snobs there look down on you, too? Of course they did. That's our tragedy, isn't it, Mr. Frost? No matter how high we get, they still look down at us.
I really don't know what you're talking about.
Yes, you do. Now, come on. No matter how many awards or column inches are written about you, or how high the elected office is for me, it's still not enough. We still feel like the little man, the loser. They told us we were 100 times. The smartasses at college, the high-ups, the well-born, the people whose respect we really wanted, really craved. And isn't that why we work so hard now? Why we fight for every inch, scrambling our way up in undignified fashion? If we're honest for a minute, if we reflect privately, just for a moment, if we allow ourselves a glimpse into that shadowy place we call our soul, isn't that why we're here now? The two of us, looking for a way back into the sun, into the limelight, back onto the winner's podium, because we could feel it slipping away. We were headed, both of us, for the dirt. A place the snobs always told us that we'd end up, face in the dust, humiliated all the more for having tried so pitifully hard. Well, to hell with that. We're not gonna let that happen, either of us. We're gonna show those bums. We're gonna make them choke on our continued success, our continued headlines, our continued awards and power and glory. We are gonna make those motherfuckers choke! Am I right?
You are. Except only one of us can win.
Yes. And I shall be your fiercest adversary. I shall come at you with everything I got. Because the limelight can only shine on one of us. And for the other, it'll be a wilderness with nothing. And no one for company but those voices ringing in our heads. You can probably tell. I've had a drink.
That's not too many, just one or two.
But you believe me. When the time comes, I'm gonna be focused and ready for battle. Good night, Mr. Frost.
Mr. President.
Yet our best trained, best educated, best equipped, best
prepared troops refuse to fight. Matter of fact, it's safe to say that they would rather switch than fight.
Okay, talk to me about the future of Public Enemy.
Future of Public Enemy, guys.
Sin. His life's a candle in the wind. shadows of his mind. Just a word, it's a deadly game he's in, with no chance to win. But
Stay back.
You have to have faith for that to work, Mr. Vincent. Remember.
Shoulder.
Ah! Yeah! Ah!